In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes, I want to thank my brother who sent me a Bible called the Passion Bible, the New Testament, with Psalms and Proverbs and the Song of Songs. I want to thank him very much. I've heard about this Bible, and now I have one myself. I also want to say to you today, I'm going to preach the Word of God. Are you ready to hear it? So why don't we ask the Lord to touch me and to touch you. Holy Spirit, touch me that I would proclaim your Word, and touch the people who listen, that they would hear with their hearts as well as with their ears. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Romans 10, first verse. Brothers, my heart desire and prayer to God for them, who are they, the Jewish people, is that they may be saved. I can testify that they have a zeal for God, but it is not enlightened. Their zeal was for the law, for being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own righteousness by keeping the law, they have not submitted to God's righteousness comes through faith. For Christ is the end of the law, yes, so that there may be a righteousness for everyone who believes. I would tell you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you have faith today? Do you have faith in Jesus today? Do you believe that he died on the cross for you? Do you believe that he rose from the dead for you? Do you believe that he makes you right by the blood of Jesus? I told you, get to confession. St. Catherine of Siena said it's going under the blood. How we need to go under the blood. Oh, yes, in baptism I went under the blood. And as an adult, I was under the blood and had a new life. And I tell you this, I was not only born again, but I had second conversion. Oh, yes, by the grace of the living God. It's all about the grace of the living God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the grace of the living God. Let's continue. And seeking to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law. He is also the end of the prophets. So that there might be righteousness for everyone who believes. Believe what? That Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But we can't live by them because we're weak and we're sinners. We break one piece of the law, we broke the whole thing. We want to tell you that today. We want to tell you that today. It is not the law that saves us. It is the Lord Jesus who saves us. And anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. The word of faith that we proclaim. What is the word of faith? That Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that he was buried for us, and he rose from the dead for us. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, do it. Do it now. Jesus, you are Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. I believe that the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead, Lord Jesus. Then you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and is justified and confesses with the mouth and is so saved. It's so important that we confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord, that we share the Lord Jesus Christ with people who have not ever encountered him. It is so important. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. No one who believes in Jesus will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call upon him. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish or if you're a Gentile, to believe in Jesus and that God raised him from the dead. It makes no difference if you're a Jew or a Gentile. But I'm telling you this, one day every Jew will be saved. Thanks be to God. Every Jew will come to the cross. Thanks be to God. I pray the same for the people that aren't Jewish, the Gentiles, that we would come to the cross and we would ask Jesus to pour out his blood upon us because we need him. I am desperate for Jesus today. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, 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 there is something about your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let our every tongue proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. His name is our salvation. His name is our salvation. It is Jesus who saved us on the cross and in the resurrection. Oh, it wasn't because I'm a priest. It was the grace of God that led me to Jesus, to believe and to surrender my life to him. It was the grace of God. I tell you, grace of God is unmerited, unmerited action of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But how are they to call on one in whom they've not believed? How are they to call on the one whom they have not believed in? And how are they to believe in the one whom they have never heard? Unless you share, they're never going to hear it. And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? Oh yes, I want to proclaim Jesus today. I want to proclaim his love. I want to proclaim his justice. I want to proclaim his glory. I want to proclaim Jesus. I've been sent to preach the word of God. When I was a deacon, Cardinal Medeiros gave me the Gospels and said, you whose witness you have been, he said, no, whom you are now. I was a witness before I was ordained a deacon. It was a Christian proclaiming Jesus to people. I tell you how we need Jesus, how we need Jesus. And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? I have been sent by the Holy Spirit and by the church. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Do you have beautiful feet? Do you have beautiful feet? I remember at the espousal, I would bless shoes. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel.
Are your shoes beautiful? Are your feet beautiful? I don't know. I can't answer for you. But today I want to preach Jesus like I've never preached him before. All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and no one who comes to me will I ever reject. He will never reject you if you turn to him. How do I know? Because that's what his word says. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. No one. That means you. That means me. But not all have obeyed the good news, especially the Jewish people. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes from the word of Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Oh, yes. Do you know that today? It's so important that you hear preaching filled with the name of Jesus. It's so important. I received a letter yesterday, or a call yesterday, saying, I came to believe in Jesus through your radio broadcast. Thanks be to God. That's why we're on, that people would come to believe in Jesus and give their life to him.
But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and the words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation, that's the Gentiles. With a foolish nation, I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me.
Oh, yes, I have been found by those that did not seek me. Paul was one of those people. The Gentiles are those people. We were not seeking him. He was seeking us. We were not looking for him. He was looking for us. And when the word was preached, we gave our lives to him. We gave our lives to him.
I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me, the Gentiles. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hand to a disobedient and contrary people.
If you're Jewish today, just tell Jesus I love you. Tell Jesus come into my heart. Tell Jesus forgive my sins. Tell Jesus I repent. Oh yes, if you're Jewish today, or if you're Gentile today, tell Jesus that you love him. Tell Jesus that you believe in him. Tell Jesus that I believe you went to the cross for me. Tell Jesus I believe you rose from the dead for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Chapter 11 of Romans. I ask then, has God rejected his people?
No, by no means.
I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin, was the smallest tribe. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. God has not rejected the Jews. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have demolished all your altars. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what is the divine reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
Let me ask you this. Are you part of the remnant of the Gentiles that have given your life to Jesus? Oh, yes. Benedict XVI said, the church will become a remnant. It will not become what it was before. It will become a remnant of those who truly believe. Do you truly believe that Jesus Christ died for you? That Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you? That Jesus Christ has a purpose for your living? Do you believe that? I believe it. It's my salvation. So too,
the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace, a remnant of Jews. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works of the law. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. We believe as Catholics, sola gratia, totally Jesus, totally grace, which produces faith and produces good works. We believe in sola only grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a sluggish spirit, eyes that would not see. O God, take away the sluggish spirit that you have given on my people. Take away the eyes that do not see. Oh, I have preached the word of God, and I have seen people with the sluggish spirit, and eyes that do not see, and ears that do not hear. And I've tried to preach my heart out, but yet the people I've looked at, several of them, they did not give their life to Jesus, as far as I know. And ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let the eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and let keep their backs forever bent. So I ask, have they stumbled so as to fall? By no means. But through their stumbling, salvation has come to the Gentiles, to the stumbling of the Jews that don't believe in Christ Jesus. Salvation has come to the Gentiles. That's you and me. So as to make Israel jealous. St. Paul says, how am I going to convince the Jewish people about Jesus? I'm going to make them jealous about my having the peace of the Lord, my doing miracles. I will make them jealous. I tell you, I want to make people jealous. I remember saying to somebody, I want what you have. I want what you have. And the person said to me, you can have it. The only thing you have to do is give your life to Jesus. People have said to me, I want what you have, Father Tom. You can have it. The only thing you need to do is give yourself to Jesus. I'm not very special. I'm a proclaimer of the word of God, and faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if their stumbling means riches for the world, and if their defeat means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? The full inclusion of the Jews will one day happen. Every Jew will be saved by the grace of the living God. Oh, yes. When is that going to happen? I don't know when. But I'm going to keep on preaching because I know Jewish people listen to me. I know people that are Jewish listen to me. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I am speaking to you Gentiles. That's us. Inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, that's Paul, I glorify my ministry in order to make my people jealous. Again, jealousy is the way to get people to follow Jesus. They want what you have. They want the peace that you have. They want what you have, the Holy Spirit that you have. For if their rejection, the rejection of the Jews, rejecting the Lord Jesus, is the reconciliation of the world of the Gentiles, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Paul tells us that every Jew will come to believe in Jesus Christ. Every Jew will be saved. When? I don't know when, but I'll keep on preaching, and I'll keep on loving people. Oh, yes, it's not only preaching. It's loving people. It's caring for people. Not only preaching.
there has to be love that calls you to preach, and love that listens to people who have burdens, and prays for people who have burdens, that they be lifted up.
If part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, and the root of the Jewish people, then the branches are also holy. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in the place to share the rich root of the olive tree, do not boast about being a branch. If you do boast, remember that it is not you that support the root, but the root supports you. And who is the root? The Jewish people, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, yes, the Jewish people. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, yes, Lord. Let there be peace in Jerusalem. Pray for the president. Oh, Lord, yes, Lord. We pray for Donald Trump. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray. Pray for the governor. We pray for our governor and for our mayor. Our mayor, but Thomas Koch. Oh, yes. Branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That's right. Branches of the Jews were broken off so that we who are Gentiles might be grafted in. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand only through faith. That's right. Grace yielding faith. Hallelujah. So do not become proud, but stand in awe. For if God did not spare the natural branches, the Jews, perhaps he will not spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of God, severity of those who have fallen, but God's kindness toward you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will be cut off. And even these of Israel, if they do not persist in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again. Oh, yeah, St. Paul tells us in Romans that if it could happen, he would go to hell, that all his people that are Jewish would come to believe in Jesus. Now, Jesus would not ask Paul of that, but that's what he said. Do you know today that you are a Gentile believer? Maybe you're a Jewish believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you're in the closet. You're not letting anyone know. Ah, that's okay. For now. For now, that's okay. I know that my Redeemer lives, and I myself shall see him face to face by the living God. I shall see him face to face by the living God. Do you know that today? We will go to heaven because of the cross of Jesus Christ, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We will go to heaven, not because we're good, not because I'm a priest, but because of the cross of Jesus Christ, which I was baptized into and which I live in now. Oh, let the blood of Christ pierce my soul, wash my body, inebriate me. Oh, yes. May the blood of Christ give me hope, faith, and love. May the blood of Christ come and do the work that it needs to do, that is to save us and wash us away, wash our sins away. Oh, yes, wash our sins away, the blood of Christ. How awesome is the blood of Christ. So awesome, so awesome. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your purpose, according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Let's praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We bless you. We adore you. We glorify you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.